From NPR and WBUR Boston, I'm Jeremy Hobson.
I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. In for Robin Young, it's Here and Now. Syria now says it will turn over its chemical weapons to the international community. Coming up, we'll speak to a weapons expert on how that would work and how it could be verified.
But first to the White House, where tonight President Obama will address the nation. His administration has agreed to pursue the Russian proposal to secure Syria's chemical weapons, but that doesn't mean that a congressional resolution for military action is off the table. Joining us now is NPR White House correspondent Scott Horsley. And Scott, we were expecting the president to make a strong case for military intervention this evening. But now, given what he said in some of the interviews he did yesterday, that he's considering the Russian proposal, how might the speech change?
Well, Jeremy, you're right. The White House is tentatively embracing this Russian proposal, albeit with a lot of caveats. This morning, the president spoke with the French president, François Hollande, and the British Prime Minister, David Cameron. And according to administration officials, they agreed to work with each other and with Russia and China to explore the viability of this plan to put Syria's chemical weapons under some kind of international control with an eye towards ultimately destroying them. This could be a face-saving way out for this president, who's facing a very uphill climb trying to win congressional backing for a military strike. But don't expect Obama to back away from that military option altogether tonight when he speaks to the American public. The line the White House is using is that it's the credible threat of military action that's brought Russia and Syria to the table to consider this proposal.
You could say that the administration even stumbled into this position. What about the offensive on Capitol Hill to win support for this?
They absolutely stumbled into this position. A couple of Democratic senators, Joe Manchin of West Virginia and Heidi Heitkamp of North Dakota, had been pushing something like this for a while now. And as late as last week, the president just wasn't giving it a whole lot of attention. I think lawmakers would also like to find an option that, on the one hand, doesn't involve greenlighting a military strike that the American people are strongly opposed to, and at the same time doesn't deal a huge blow to the credibility of the commander-in-chief. Republican Senator Mitch McConnell, no friend of this president's, announced today that he would oppose military authorization. But even McConnell, in doing so, acknowledged the very serious consequences for U.S. credibility. And he said, McConnell did, that the Russian proposal is worth exploring, though we also caution it's an awfully long way from that proposal to actually safeguarding and destroying the chemical weapons. Anyway, the president's going to be on the Hill this afternoon. He's having lunch with both Democrats and Republicans in the Senate, and he'll be trying to make his case.
And he's got some convincing to do there, as you say. He's also got some convincing to do with some of the U.S.'s international allies. Tell us about what the president is doing on that front.
Well, he has won limited support for military strikes. You know, last week he was at the G20 meeting in St. Petersburg, Russia, and he got about half the countries at the G20 to sign on to this statement endorsing vague but strong action against Syria for the use of chemical weapons. Since then, another 15 or so countries have signed on. But, of course, Russia was notably absent from the list. Russia's been a big sponsor of Syria, and they've been a roadblock to so many UN sanctions against Syria. So it's very interesting to see them playing what could be a constructive role here. Now, one can be cynical and say this is just a ruse, it's just a delaying tactic, but it could also be a sign that Russia is seriously concerned about the possibly destabilizing effects that a U.S. strike could have in the Middle East.
Scott, before we let you go, how big of a moment is this for the Obama presidency? You've been covering it since the beginning. And what's happening right now in Congress in this opposition mean for the president's political capital?
Well, you know, it was a huge surprise to me and I think to a lot of observers 11 days ago when the president did say he was going to go to Congress and seek this authorization. And it's a big gamble for him, and it doesn't seem to be playing out very well. That said, I think one could overstate the amount of political capital that this president had going into this battle. He couldn't get Congress to pass a gun control measure when he had a vast majority of the American people on his side. It's pretty hard to see how he gets congressional approval for a military authorization that the American people are strongly against.
NPR White House correspondent Scott Horsley. Scott, thanks so much.
Good to be with you, Jeremy.